This is Radharas Sudaniti by Srila Prabhupada Ananda Saraswati Thakur, May 7th, 2010. Describing verse 64 about the six kinds of chaturi radha. Chaturi means clever, means expert, means dexterous. Because there's the word daksha, and daksha also means clever. So daksha means expert, and chaturi means expert or dexterous or qualified, but it also means clever. A certain expertise, which many people can be expert at something, but to be clever means that you can utilize your expertise in very special ways, which makes your display of your expert qualities appear very clever. Well, that was clever. Someone might say, well, that was clever. You combined this with that and did a third thing, and that was, I had the expertise to do that. I had the daksha, but I didn't put it together and do it as you did it. So that was very clever. And that's why the word is used, chaturi. Sabru nartana chaturi niropama sacharune chanchale. Lila kelana chaturi Vartanos Tadrigvacho Chaturi. We discussed about her Nartan, Bru Nartan Chaturi, the cleverness of her dancing eyebrows. And we also discussed the cleverness of her Anchale, Natra Anchale, the cleverness of her sidelong glances. And then her Lila Kelana Chaturi. We discussed something about the cleverness of her playful leelas in sports. And now we're just finishing Vacho Chaturi. Srimati Radhika Uvacha. Yesterday we were saying that she speaks so amazingly that her words act like a siddha mantra. They act like siddha mantras to bring Krishna under control. And the Acharyas, Vishnath, they say that Radharani, she studied the Kandarpa Agamas. Kandarpa Agamas. Agamas are Vedic literature which describe various things, different rituals and tantrics and different practices one can do to get different powers. I don't even know if there's such a shastra as Kandarpa Agama, but there is the Kama Sutra, and it says that Radharani became the Acharya. She became the Acharya. She learned so well, and she mastered these Siddha mantras, Vashikarana. And this becomes a cause of controlling Krishna with her words. She controls Krishna with her words. And we discussed that yesterday. Another aspect of her chaturi, her cleverness in speaking, is that Radharani's words, they're all, you can say, sprinkled, it says here, with the Mahabhav. So that's why they have so much influence. They often say that, we've heard before that it is realization. If someone has vigyan, shastra vigyan or bhakti vigyan, he has experience and realization, then when he speaks, his speaking power will have prabhav, will have more effect. If Bhakta Joe or new devotee Krishna Das gets up and gives a class, well, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, we're not the body. We're the soul inside the body. And we're part and parcel of Krishna. So we should always act as Krishna's servant and not act on the material platform. And he says that, but most of the time, this new devotee is acting on the material platform. He's not really acting like a spirit soul, except when he gives the Bhagavad Gita class. So his words don't have much power, don't have much effect. Prabhav, influence. Whereas if someone sits with a pure devotee or an advanced devotee, then it's like the difference between, it's a difference between a child, you can see it, sometimes a 5 or 6 year old child, or say a 7 year old child, you'll get him a little bow and arrows, little toy bow, and has a little arrow on it, has a little rubber tip on the end of it, and it has like a suction cup, and you can shoot it and it kind of sticks on the wall. So if he with all his strength, if he pulls that bow and he lets loose one of those arrows, it's kind of just bounces off your arm. It doesn't do anything. But if the person holding the bow, if the bow is called Gandiva, and the person holding the bow is Gandiva Dara, who's also known as Arjun, and if he is standing 300 meters away and he pulls his bow back with his arrow, it will go inside, it'll come inside the front of you and go outside the back of you, and as it passes through your body, it will take your heart out of your body, and you'll die on the spot. Boom! One shot. So that's Prabhav, Bana Prabhav, the influence of that Bana, that arrow. So the words spoken by advanced devotees, they're like the arrow of Arjuna. They pierce the armor of Maya. We are all covered by various layers of Maya. Maya kosh, coverings and layers of Maya. Like armor of a warrior. A warrior wears armor, chain mail. You see, in the medieval times, they wear this chain mail and over that some steel plates on their shoulders and somehow go out there and fight. So we're covered with so much armor. So Radharani, now taking it to Radharani's level, her words are full of bhav. Great bhav. Intense attachment and love and submission and surrender to Krishna. Mahabhav Sarupini, Mahabhav Vacho, Mahabhav Vacho Chaturi. She's so clever, and her words are so imbued and saturated and soaking. Her words are soaking. Each word that Radharani speaks in the ear of Shamsundar is drenched with the. It's almost like you, in some assembly line, they have something they have to dip it in some paint, some piece of metal, you dip it in paint, then you put it over there and it dries out. Now it's got enamel finish on it, enamel paint. So every word that Radharani speaks, before it tumbles out or before it flows from her mouth, she dips it into her heart. She has this big, like a big vat of her heart and a big pot of ma-ras, ma-bhav-ras. She sticks, puts that in there and then speaks it. So her words are so full of bhav, mahabhav, that Krishna, when he hears these words, he forgets everything. And she controls those beautiful, sweet mahabhav words. The phrase that's used to describe Krishna is ananda gana vigra. Gana means, like we say, gana ras means thick ras. Gana sham. Ananda Gana Vigra, Krishna's form is condensed bliss, solid bliss, but not solid, liquid, solid liquid bliss. I figure that out. Yeah. Krishna's form is solid liquid bliss. Krishna's very form is intense, condensed, transcendental bliss, but it moves, it flows, it speaks, it's tasty. And it bathes you and surrounds you and washes you and drowns you. That's the nature. But when Radharani, whenever she talks of Krishna, whenever they have some discussions, when there's Don Leela and they're quarreling, it's called Prem Kalaha. Prem Kalaha means that lovers quarrel. Prem Kalaha. Kalaha. Kalaha means quarrel. Almost sounds like quarrel. Kalaha, very similar. And at those times, Radharani ties up Krishna in knots, as we say. She can really, because she's the goddess of speech, and she's so expert. And rather, Krishna wants to be tied also. And then Pushpacharya Leela, when Radharani's actually stealing flowers, and Krishna catches her flower-handed. We don't want to say red-handed. We'll say Krishna catches her lotus-handed. He catches Radharani with lotus flowers in her hand or Kadamba flowers. What is this? You're stealing flowers from the king's garden? King Kandarpa has made me the Mali here to be in charge. And I've caught you with these flowers in your hand and a basket behind your back. Let me see that basket. Hey, Manjari, show me that basket. No, no, no. These are my Swamini's flowers. You go. Jao. No, you, let me see. And they tussle back and forth, and the mantri appeals to Radharani. Radharani, please, I'm your Palyadasi, I'm your protected maser, and please, now you protect me. Protect me from Gopal. Gopal, he's robbing my senses. Gopal, he's supposed to protect my senses, but he's stealing my senses away from you. Trying to get, on the plea of getting these flowers, he's fondling me. Radharani, I'm coming behind you. Save me, protect me. I'm simply innocent, tender Manjari. A tenderly, what is it? Tenderly protected, loving maidservant. This is the definition of Palyadasi. A tenderly protected, loving maidservant. Kinkari, Palyadasi of Radharani. Radha, Rani, ki. So then Radharani takes her most powerful weapon of her toy lotus flower, and she bops Krishna with it. Hey, leave my mandri alone, you rascal. This is described in Sankalpa Kapladrum by Vishnu Chakravarti. So when these Pushpachorya Leela, when these quarrels are going on over whose flowers they are, who's stealing whose flowers, then Radharani speaks in such a beautiful way. And Rupa Goswami mentions this in Ujjwala Nilamani. He says, Vag Jude Mugda Janti Gurum Api Chagiram. Then generally, Krishna is known as the Giri Guru, Giram. Giri means also words. He's Gurum Giri. He's the teacher of the goddess of speech. But Radharani, with her Vag Yudde, with her verb Yudde means like Yudhisthira, fighting. When they have lovers' quarrels, it means they're fighting back and forth with words and phrases and riddles and whatnot. And Radharani, when she's engaging in Vag Yudde, then what happens to Krishna? Mugda Janti. He goes into Mugda. Mugda means he becomes bewildered. She enchants and captivates even Krishna. So therefore, Radharani is glorified by Saraswati Pad as being Tadrig Vacho Chaturi. Very, very, very expert, clever and dexterous in the art of speaking. Chaturi. Now the next one, it's mentioned here, is Sanket Agama Chaturi. Sanket Agama Chaturi. And Radharani is very expert in coming to the trysting place. She's very expert and clever in sneaking out for a clandestine rendezvous with her lover Krishna. And this previous one is sidelong glances, Nirupamacharo Natranchali. I have a note, we didn't even read it. So Radharani has matchless expertise in her beautiful sidelong glances. Her Radharani's expertise in playful games performed by the corners of her lovely eyes. So this is, we already discussed that. We were just speaking, we didn't even read this before. I don't know. So this is one of her qualities. She somehow or other finds a way to escape from the watchful eyes of her superiors, her mother-in-law, Jatila, or whomever, and meet Krishna in all the proper places. And she even practices, Radharani practices for the Sanket Agama. Agama means going or moving. Moving on, moving to the appointed. Sanket means the appointed meeting place, rendezvous place. Sanket Agama Chaturi. She's very clever. And we're discussing how clever Radharani is to go out and meet Krishna, because now, of course, the monsoon season is coming, and then in the monsoon season it's raining. Now, imagine you're trying to go down the footpaths of Vrindavan, and it's rainy season, it's Amavasya, dark moon night, there's no moon, hardly any starlight, no moonlight at all to navigate or find your way through the tiny footpaths, Prem Gully, Man Gully, Dhan Gully of Vrindavan, and you have to find your way from Barsana or Yavatgram all the way to the Rasastali on the banks of the Yamuna, 35 kilometers away. And you have to be very dexterous and clever with your footsteps so you don't slip, because when it rains at night, the footpath becomes very muddy and very slippery. And on either side of the footpath, sometimes there are sticker bushes and thorn trees. And what to speak of, there may be some cobras slithering along the footpath because the footpath is a little bit hard and raised, and the other areas may be some water there. So the cobras want to take shelter of the drier area there. So in order to be very expert in this, running down these footpaths, Radharani often would practice while she's living in Barsana. In Barsana, she stays 3 months a year in Barsana, and then she goes to her mother-in-law's house, and back and forth in this way, Barsana Yavat, Barsana Yavat. 2 times a year, 3 and 3. Not in Yavat Gram, but in Barsana, Radharani would practice with her girlfriends. And Kirtida was simply thinking, oh, these little girls always play so many funny games. Because she's a little child. And all I know is she's my little child. I don't know anything more. I have no suspicion or any idea of anything more than this. So oftentimes they would go in the courtyard. They would go in the courtyard of the palace, and the Sakis and Manjaris would bring in buckets of mud. They'd bring a bunch of buckets of mud, and they would make a little roadway of mud. And then they would bring in buckets of water, and they make it, and they wet all that dirt and make it really muddy. And then Radharani would practice. They would tie a blindfold, like some black cloth, around Radharani's eyes. And so when Kirtida said, oh, what are you girls doing? Lalite, Lalite Vishake, Chitra, Danishta, not Danishwat, you know, Rupa, Rati, what are you doing? Oh, we're just playing a game, it's blind man's bluff. You put blind man's bluff, you put this black thing over your eyes, and then you have to count and run down and find out who's here and there. Oh, that's a nice, that looks like nice. Be careful, don't, it's very slippery, that's a very challenging game, be careful. Yes, yes, don't you worry, you go do your work. So then Radharani, and then the gopis say, come, and then they take turns running down the footpath, and Radharani's developing her balance and her sea legs, so to speak, and learning how to surf the mud lanes of Vrindavan. So this is described how she's practicing in her youth. So when she grew up and became a beautiful Kishori, and she wanted to, when Krishna would call her with the flute to Sanket or the meeting place or trysting place, then she was very chaturi. Sanket Agama Chaturi. She could very quickly and expertly and dexterously and cleverly maneuver her way from Barsana or Yavat to any place in Braj to meet her beloved Krishna. Sri Krishna Bhagavan ki. So this one day, Radharani, she gave Shamsundara a special hint with her eyes to come and meet her. And then she was telling him, when he came to approach her, then she kind of rejected Krishna's advances. And then Radharani cast an arrow-like glance at Krishna and told him with her smile, he said, oh, until now I thought you were the king of Rasikas, but now I understand that you're completely a Rasika. Couldn't you understand the hints I made with my eyes? And there was some exchange that Radharani was indicating with her eyes a particular place to meet, and then Krishna didn't understand, so this is being mentioned here. And there's so many obstacles, of course, you're mentioning to meet. Not only that, Radharani has to be expert in walking on the footpaths, which is, like you can say, physical obstacles of rainy season, but then there's the obstacles of the relatives and family members, and that's not easy. The obstacles of a housewife to meet her paramour. That's not very easy. There's so many obstacles at home and obstacles caused by others, obstacles in the mind and in the forest. But because of her intense love, her anurag, then she can easily overcome all these obstacles. And that's her cleverness. And somehow she finds a way to meet Krishna. And just taking this, of course, this is on the highest level, transcendental lila of Radharani and the Lord. But this is prayer is being uttered by Saraswati Pad in his Sadaka Roop. and he's offering a prarthana, and he's glorifying the mahima of Radharani, the guna mahima, the glories of her transcendental qualities. And here he's enunciating six types of chaturi, or dexterities or expertness that Radharani has. So this verse, Prabhupada Saraswati speaking in his sadhak roop, in full external consciousness, to increase our attachment to Radharani. He's fully attached, he's a sakhi. Sometimes it's told he's Tungavidya Sakhi, or some other identity. Vrikreshwar Pandit is also described as Tungavidya. Nevertheless, he's the eternal associate of Lord Gauranga and Srimati Radharani, so he doesn't need to become attached to Radharani. He already is fully, completely attached. But he's describing all of these beautiful qualities and attributes of Radharani to increase our remembrance of Radharani and to increase our attachment. You can't become attached to something you never heard about. You can't become attached to something you've never seen. So by hearing, that's the beginning of seeing. And attachment is the beginning of meeting. The more and more you become attached to someone, the more eager you will become to meet them. So the more we hear about Radharani, the more we'll become attached to her and attracted to her, and more eager we will be to meet her and serve her and to be eternally with her, because she's such a wonderful, amazing personality. Her form is amazing, her qualities are amazing, her pastimes are amazing, her name is amazing. Any experience or contact we have with Radharani is simply chamatkar. It's overwhelming. Vivala. It overwhelms our consciousness. If we have any experience of Radharani's name, every once in a while we might get a glimpse of the nectar and sweet mercy of Radharani's name. Especially if we live in Vrindavan, we're being brainwashed in every direction with the name of Radha. You go all over India. India is the land of Dharma Bhumi. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Mamaveta Sutsavaha. Well, not only is Kurukshetra Dharmakshetra, but the entire subcontinent of India is Dharmakshetra. That's a specific Dharmakshetra where yogis and demigods came to do worship of the Lord. And battle of Kurukshetra was held there. Dharmakshetra, Kurukshetra, Mamaveta Sutsavaha. This is first verse of Gita. But everywhere there's Dharmakshetra. What about Pushkara? How many yogis went on there and Treta Yuga? And what about Benares and Allahabad? And what about Haridwar and Rishikesh? And what about Dwarka and Rameshwaram? Everywhere, all these sacred rivers, is all Dharmakshetra, place of avatars and saints and pujas and incarnations. Nevertheless, you can travel and go all these places. Nowhere will you hear Radhe Radhe. Jai Shri Radhe. Jai Radhe. Radhe Radhe. And nowhere is it written on the walls everywhere. Jai Shri Radhe, Radhe Shyam, Radhe Krishna. Nowhere. All you see on the walls is hammer and sickles. You go to Navadvip, you see hammer and sickle. You know what a hammer and sickle is? A hammer means industry. Sickle means agriculture. It's a little handle like this. A sickle means a little thing for cutting wheat. Like you see these guys that cut a little round thing, they hold wheat in their hand, cut it. It's like a little chopper. S-I-C-K. That's a symbol of Karl Marx's Communist Party. Hammer means industry, factories. You never saw a hammer and sickle? Anyway, it's a symbol of communism. It's quite famous. You know, there's a symbol, you know. There's a circle and there's a picture of a hammer there and there's a sickle. Anyway, in South India and so many places where communists are quite popular, you'll see that painted all over the walls. I've seen it. I've traveled all over India, length and breadth of India. We don't see anywhere written on the walls. Everywhere in Vrindavan, every wall, and they even have phrases, dara dara pata rade rade bolo. It says every single leaf of every single tree is chanting rade rade in Vrindavan. The leaves of the trees, what to speak of the dogs. When we go to bathe in the morning, there's a few dogs there. They're Bihari's dogs. This Nikunj Bihari Parampara. They were born over there in that temple. That the previous Mahant there used to be kind of a Kutacharya. Kuta means dog. He had so many dogs that were hanging out with him, and he went back to wherever he went, somewhere. And then the dogs are still there. very much attached to that temple. You ever see they're always sleeping there and they just live there, and then there more generations are coming and hearing about the glories of the founder from their grandfathers and grandmothers. There's generation after generation. Haven't you seen? And when we go there, there's one, the senior dog over there, top dog as they say. You know, they have this phrase in America, he's a top dog. So he's a top dog among the dogs, literally. And his daughters and cousins and girlfriends, whoever they are, his little entourage. And there's one little brown one that tags along with him. I don't know how he fits in the kind of like integration mode. Well, he's not part of the Parivara. He's a male, but somehow there's a little brown one. He hangs out with them too. So they have an interesting group, kind of international society for dog consciousness. Yes, all the other ones are black and spotted, and this one guy is totally brown, obviously different sampradaya. But he's not. There's no like animosity that you're with Gaudiya Mathur or ISKCON or this or that. You know, they eat together, sleep together. Sometimes they fight and chew each other out. Basically, they share everything. They share wives and mothers and everything. But when we go there in the morning, take a bath, and the dogs, I give them some Girirajas Mahaprasad, some roti sometimes, now and then, quite often. And they become friendly. Dogs are pretty simple by nature. If you feed them, they become your friend. But the one dog, the top dog, as soon as he sees me, he starts chanting Radhe Radhe. He's like this, you know. And usually he's just barking. He's just anybody anywhere around. There's some dog somewhere around the Kund. He's like Kundeshwar. He's like, he thinks he's Kundeshwar. He thinks he's the lord or the controller of the Kund. If there's some dog on the opposite side of the Sangam by the Sabji market making some noise, hey, what's this? He goes, da 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 da, like Rin Tin Tin or something. He goes scooting all, and runs all on one side of the Sangam. He's just like Prikama. Every day he's doing Prikama Radhika and going this side, chasing dog from north, chasing dogs from the south, east. Any dog enter Shamakund or Radhakund, it's like, you know, he's Kundeshwar, Kuta Kundeshwar, Kuta Kundeshwar. He's a dog in charge, dog who thinks he's in charge of the Kund. Have you ever seen him? And his little pack is trailing behind him. What a funny scene. And the Brahmins are laughing because they live with these guys 24 hours a day. And dogs and the Brahmins are shoulder to shoulder, side by side. So when I come there, and then he starts going, oh! He starts whining like this, oh! Like I tell him, I say, Radhe Radhe Bolo, Radhe Radhe Bolo. And it looks like he's really trying to grind out. He puts his head down and goes, rah, 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 rah. Have you ever seen? This dog is too much. I guess, because there's kind of like a lot of Ram Bhaktas in Radhakund and a lot of Radha Bhaktas also, so. Well, maybe Ram means Raman, because that's also Radharani. She's expert in pleasing Krishna's deepest erotic desires, so she's Radha Raman, Ramani. She's the Ramani and he's the Raman, Raman Ramani. Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Mero Radha Ramana Giridhari, Giridhari Shama Vanavari. Hamara dana radha shirada shirada prema dana radha shirada shirada radha 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 shirada 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 radha Vrindavani Sri Radharani ki jai. Only in Vrindavan will you find this name, Radhe Radhe. Therefore, Radharani, everything about her is so attractive that we become attached to her Nam Rup Gun Leela. In his Sadaka Rup, Saraswati Pada is trying to attach us to this Chaturi. Chaturi. Usually in Hindi, if someone says you're Chatur, it's a little bit of like a dig. It's a little bit of an insult, isn't it? Oh, you're very clever. You're too smart. I mean, like, it was smart, a little clever. Ah, you're a little clever, huh? Acha. A little clever. When I was sleeping and watching the TV and sleeping, you took some money out of my wallet, huh? Acha. You're a clever son, yeah. He was, but I counted before I took rest because I knew you were going to steal something. You're very clever, huh? So clever. Ah, I caught you. Now, where's that $20? Oh, Dad, I didn't take it. Hey, look, now don't lie to me. Yeah, I took it. What did you do? I spent it. Acha. Okay, so he's clever, very clever. So Radharani, so now Radharani, Krishna's consort, she's being described here as Chaturi. So this is, in one sense, this is not exactly a praise, but it is a praise. She's Chaturi, because she's so expert on these six different fields, these qualities she has, she's so expert in it, that her display of the expertise takes on a certain clever presentation. Because there's daksha, which means expert, but then when it becomes chaturi, and it's not an insult, when it's a praising, it's saying that Radharani, there's so many other gopis, they have sidelong glances, and they have very nice speech, and they're very expert at meeting Krishna, and they're very expert in Leela Kelana, but they're not chaturi. That special, it's called finesse. The English word is finesse. That special finesse, that special expertise she has, vishesh daksha, that's the chaturi aspect that simply makes Krishna mad. Manohar. Radharani steals his mind, his senses, everything. So this is why all these wonderful qualities are being mentioned here by Saraswati Pat. Sanket Agama. Now that was the fourth one. Sanket Agama Chaturi. Dancing eyebrows, Brunartana Chaturi, matchless expertise and sidelong glances, Nirupam Charunetra Anchale. That's the second. The third one is Vach Chaturi. She's expert in speech. And fourth one is Sanket Agma Chaturi, expert in coming to the trysting place. Sneaking out for a clandestine rendezvous. Mysterious movements of Radhika. Where is she now? Is she lying in her bed sleeping tightly? Reminds me when we were young. And boys, we had two brothers for a while, one died. And my older brother, he was quite advanced in the arts of misbehavior. Let's see. And he would often want to sneak out at night and go here and there and do his different leelas. So he would have me cover for him. And and his bed, because we were sharing a room together for some time. So in his bed, we put his pillow and some blanket and underneath make it look like a body, like his body, as if he was sleeping under the covers, like in winter time or whatever. And then my mother would come in the evening time to make sure he turned the light off and whatever, 9:30 or whatever it was. Pretty early, I think, in those days. And then she said, "Oh, is Hank, my brother Henry, is it Hank? Hank is sleeping." "Yeah, Mom." "Oh, he's very tired, you know, so much we're playing in sports after school. He's very tired. He's sleeping." "Acha, okay, don't disturb. You don't make any noise. You turn off the light, go to sleep." "Yes, yes." So then my mother goes in the room and sleeps tightly and thinks he's sleeping and we're all sleeping tightly. And then in our window of our room, we're on the first floor of our house and then in the ground floor, first floor. So then there's a window there, and then on the ground floor there was a veranda, like a long veranda, a porch, which overlooked our garden in the backyard. So that had a roof on it, which was right kind of below, not too far below our window, so you could open the window and kind of drop down a little bit, like cat burglar a little bit, you know, a little drop down, boom, and then run off that, and then jump off that about 8 feet, and then, you know, do what you have to do, and then come back with a ladder. There's one chestnut tree that actually leaned over, you could climb over that. My brother had a whole escape route, which I took note of, and later I employed the same escape route when I grew up and started my, you know, midnight leelas. So this idea of this Sanket Agama Chaturi, that Radharani's very Sanket Agama Chaturi, she's very expert at going to the trysting place. I don't know. This is kind of a funny interlude, but Radharani is, of course, nothing to compare, but we had her. She would disguise. She would do the same thing. She would put pillows in her bed, and Jatila would come in and say, "Oh, is Radharani sleeping?" And some Sakhi would stay back. Yes, yes, she's very, very tired, you know, from doing Surya Puja and walking so much today, and very hot day, so she's okay. And in the same way, Radharani would expertly make arrangements to overcome all the obstacles to meeting Krishna. So now this next number five is the Navanava Krita Kala Chaturi. Krita. Rasa Krita. Sometimes the Rasa dance is called Rasa Krita. Means the pastimes of the Rasa dance, the playful. It says that Radharani is expert in newer and newer playful arts of love sports. Nava means new, like Nava Vrindavan, New Vrindavan. But Nava means newer and newer. More and more. New, improved. More and more. Newer and newer. Krita Kala. Kala means arts, expertise. This is one of her expertise, and that's, of course, that's what makes Krishna become more and more attached. So Krishna says Shyamasundara is very enchanted when he sees the many expert ways in which Radha meets with him. The ocean, the rasa ocean of Radha and Krishna's pastimes fills with high waves. And then when this happens, the mandris and kinkris are staying in the kunja. They say, well, it's time to go now. They made all nice, tasteful arrangements for Radha and Krishna's affairs. So then they very quietly exit the kunja bower. And then, alone, in the intimacy of each other, Radha and Shyam become lost and immersed in the nectar ocean of their loving pastimes. Of course, the maidservants, they're not to be left out of such intimate exchanges of Radha and Krishna. They're out, but not left out. They're outside, but not left outside. So they look through the interstitches in the wall, as it's, I saw a translation once. Interstitches means in the walls of the kunjas in the forest groves, those walls are made with brambles and hedges and different kinds of natural things and some bamboo and different ways they're made, they're handmade with all natural things. Some bushes, some shrubs, and to make some walls, and some overhanging trees and four corners make a natural canopy with their branches, and vines and latas, and this way they look through the little openings here and there, and they can see inside. They can see for two reasons. They can see because they have the adhikar to see. They're allowed to see. Rather, they have the adhikar to see Radha and Krishna's intimate pastimes. So they have that qualification, and therefore they're given the eyes to see. But then they have the hearts to see also. Because the heart of the mandris, the heart of Radharani's maidservants and kinkris, is the heart of Radharani. It's called Bhavulas Rati. Bhavulas Rati means as ulas, rising, moving in waves. As Radharani's bhavas and ecstasies in Mahabhav, her happiness as it rises and crests and spreads throughout her heart. Those same bhavas and internal feelings that Radharani is experiencing in her direct conjugal association with Krishna, they're also rising and cresting and spreading within the hearts of the mandris and kinkaris who are watching all these wonderful pastimes from their vantage point just outside the kunj, looking through the interstitches in the wall, the little openings in the wall. This is their great fortune. And so they can understand how expert Radharani is in Krita Kala and this art of lovemaking and giving artful dexterity. And Radharani is very expert in that. Of course, this is described very minutely and specifically in Gita Govinda by Jayadev Goswami about Radharani's expertise in Navanava Krita Kala Chaturi. She's so expert that actually she alone, although there's thousands of sakis, she alone pleases Krishna the most. So when Krishna goes to Mathura, then Radharani suffers the most, because she's thinking, no one in Mathura can please Krishna like we Brajagopis. And what to speak of we Brajagopis? And I know that none of the other gopis in this entire Brajadham can give so much satisfaction and pleasure to Krishna as we can, or as I can. So that's her pride in her service, her pride in her Krishna, and it's a fact. That's, of course, her distinguishing quality, is her ability to control Krishna with her love. And love means her love is not just a quality. Oh, I love you. Love is an expression. It's a dynamic quality which is always being expressed. The dynamic expression of love appears in one's face, appears in one's words, appears in one's actions, appears in one's feelings. It's a dynamic force and feeling and quality. So Radharani is Navanava Kritakala Chaturi. She's so expert and clever in expressing all these intimacies with Krishna. In fact, she's the Prem Guru. Ami Shishyanat. I'm dancing, and Radharani's my guru. This is told in Chaitanya Charitamrita. The sixth of the six dexterities and Radharani's qualities is her expert in joking and laughing with the sakis. In the list of Radharani's 25 qualities, we'll start, when we start verse 26, we'll start reminding us of those 26 qualities. One of those qualities of Radharani's 26 qualities is listed as Narma Pandit. Narma. Narma means joking, joker. She's a pundit. She's so expert. She's so learned, and she's a genius in joking. A genius joker. Interesting role in English there. Genius joker. I would like to enroll in her school of joking. If I could just have one spark of one, not even one spark, but one speck, I mean to say, one ten-thousandth of one speck of this one quality of Radharani, and if by expressing that one speck, one ten-thousandth of a speck of one spark of one of Radharani's qualities, if by expressing that I could give some happiness to Radharani, or to Krishna, or to any other devotees, then my life would be perfect. This would be siddhi or perfection. Narma Pandit. So here it's described as this expert in joking and laughing with the sakis. Saki jana parihas. Where is it? Oh, it's there in the end. Saki jana parihas utsave chaturi. Parihas. Saki jani. Saki jan. Means all of her group of sakis, all of her friends. Parihas. There's has and there's parihas. Hasya or has means laughing, joking, smiling. But then pari means a wide variety of all forms and different types of laughing and joking. Like we say, pari brajak, acharya. Acharya, teacher, guru. Braja, to move, wander. Pari means all around, everywhere. Pari, braja. You know, braja means to go, to move, to wander. Pari brajak, it's like three things in one there. Pari brajak, acharya. You've heard this term, no? Pari brajak, acharya. Ashtatara Sada Shishimad. Pravishnu Swami Maharaj ki. Jai. Like this. Because a sannyasi guru, he's wandering, going country to country. Sometimes Thailand, sometimes Australia, New Zealand, India, Nepal, Europe, everywhere. This is paribrajak. Wandering all around, in all directions, omnidirectional. So parihasya, sakijana parihasotsave chaturi. So clever and joking. She's expert at making a festival of witty jokes with her girlfriend. She makes a festival of joking, a joking festival. We have Janmotsava. We said Janmotsava means the festival of Krishna's birth. Well, she makes a festival of mirth. We have a festival of Krishna's birth, then we have a festival of Radha's mirth. Just to be a little bit of a... use English in a clever way. Krishna creates a festival with his birth. Radharani creates a festival with her mirth. Mirthacharya Radharani Ki Jai. Mirthacharya, that's pretty interesting. Expert at joking and laughing with the Sakis. Saki Jana Parihasotsave Chaturi. In other words, it's a lot of fun to be one of Radharani's friends. When the pastimes are over in the kunja, then the sakis and mandris, they enter the bower, especially the mandris. They knowing that their time to serve has come. And then at that time, they show all kinds of dexterity and expertise in serving Radharani. So now, now the mantris come in and have done all their preparations to make Radharani look like before, and then Lalita, Vishaka, and the other Astasakis come in, and they're covering their mouths with their chunaris, with their veils, and they're giggling and joking and laughing about Radhika Madhav's confidential pastimes. So then, what is being said here by Saraswati Pad? He's saying, Radhe, the last line is, Radhe Jaya Tat Sakijana Parihotsave Chaturi. Radhe Jaya, he said, Jaya. He says, all glories to these laughing conversations, all this giggling. When the Sakis come in, they say, oh, Radharani, we see that. Because when they come in the morning, early in the morning before they leave the kunjas and Nidivan, and Rati Mandri, Rupa Mandri, Vilas Mandri, all the Mandris, they go in and do different services to redress Radharani, which Krishna also does, and they do the finishing touches and painting and anointing Radharani, make everything look prim and proper, as if nothing ever happened. Every hair is exactly in place and she looks exactly like she looked 10:30 the night before or 2 o'clock in the morning after the Rasa dance when the Sakis left Radharani alone with Krishna and the Mandris, and then they return hours later, 4 or 5 hours later in the morning in the Nishant Leela waking of Radharani, end of the night pastimes. They said, and then they're jokingly, he says, oh Radharani, you spent the whole night in this kunja with this black snake and you weren't even bitten? There's no scratches and every hair is in place and all your cudgel and everything is nothing. Oh, what a pity. What a pity. You passed this beautiful full moon night in this beautiful kunj beside the Yamuna and you just sat here playing solitaire all night. And nothing happened. And Sham, what happened to you? It looked like you had a wrestling match. Perhaps one of Kamsa's friends came and you were tussling with him all night? Your hair is scattered, your cudgel, sandalwood paste, everything seems to be smudged and smeared. And our Radharani is nothing happened. So they're all laughing and giggling like this. So our Saraswati Pali is saying, Jai, Jai, this is wonderful, glories, listen to this. Can you hear this parihas? Can you hear these varieties of laughing and joking? And this kunjas, when Radharani gets together with Sakis and Krishna, how much happiness is emanating from there and rising from there, resounding from there? If we could just hear one giggle of one Saki, our life would be perfect. This would be the perfection of life. So in this verse, we have a very wonderful glorification of some of the guna, the qualities of Radharani, her speech and her expertise in speech and pleasing Krishna with the movements of her eyebrows and her sidelong glances and her expertise in amorous affairs and her joking and laughing. So wonderful. It says, Radhaya Jaya Tat. It's very interesting because generally in Veda, when they end some stutis or stotras, or some discussions, often the sages and rishis, they will say, Om Tat Sat. They'll conclude it by saying, Om Tat Sat. That's all, folks. Om Tat Sat. That's the end. Samapt. Arikamas Mprat Samapt. That's the end. Samapt. Madhurena Samaptaya. Madhurena samaptaya. Samaptaya. Samapt. Madhurena samaptaya. Everything should end on a sweet note. Om Tat Sat. But Saraswati Pad, he ends his beautiful glorification. He ends it with a laugh. He describes five of the chatteries of Radharani. Her eyebrows, her sidelong glance, her speech, her expertise, Sanket Agama Chaturi, and coming to the trysting place, her expertise in love sports, Krita Kala Chaturi. And then finally, after these five, then he ends, and the best of all, we say the best for last, and he glorifies this. Instead of Om Tat Sat, instead of saying Om Tat Sat and concluding his verse, he says, Radaya Jaya Tat. Instead of Om Sat, Om Tat Sat, he says, Radaya Jaya Tat. Which means, all glories to all these expertly clever, unparalleled attributes and qualities manifested in the most beautiful body of Srimati Radharani Ki Jai. Radha Jai Tat. Saki Jana Parihotsave Chaturi. Glory to the incomparable dexterity and cleverness of Radha's dancing eyebrows, the dexterity of the corners of her beautiful, playful eyes, the verbal dexterity of this beautifully formed girl named Radha. Radha's dexterity and cleverness in coming to the trysting place, Sanket Kunj. Radha's cleverness in ever fresh artful pastimes, and her cleverness in having a festival of laughter and joking with her friends. There's another translation we can read of this verse, which is provided by our guru, by Dasarath Sutta, who's quite an illustrious translator and profuse distributor of nectar books for the thirsty bumblebee hearts of Raghunuga Bhaktas. He says, Sabru Nartana Chaturi Nirupam Sacharone Chanchale Lila Kelana Chaturi Varatanos Tadrigvacho Chaturi Sanket Agama Chaturi Navanava Krita Kala Chaturi Radaya Jayatat Sakijana Parehotsave Chaturi. Radhika's expertise in the unparalleled dance of her eyebrows, Nartana Chaturi. Radharani's expertise in playful games performed by the very corners of her lovely eyes, Charu Netra Anchale. Radhika's expertise and cleverness in astonishingly clever figures of speech that exactly match any statement made to her. Radhika's expertise in sneaking out for a clandestine rendezvous with her lover, Sri Krishna. Priyaji's expertise at newer and newer ingeniously artistic sports. All glories to all these expertly clever, unparalleled attributes manifest in the most beautiful body of Sri Radha. Her expertise at making a festival of witty jokes with her friends. Radharani ki jai. So we'll end there, and by the mercy of Srila Saraswati Pad and Srila Prabhupada and Peter Dari, we hope to speak something tomorrow about more of Radharani's Guna Mahima, great glories of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani ki jai. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.